Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, something has happened in New York that smells to high heaven. Something has happened in New York that smells to high heaven. It was just announced that Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of all of Trump's businesses and business interests, who was criminally charged with felonies, is now going to plead guilty to a sweetheart deal offered to him by Alvin Bragg, the district attorney that was just elected in November and that took a dive on Donald Trump himself. So what's going on? Alan Weisselberg was criminally charged. If he hadn't been criminally charged before Bragg came in, Bragg wouldn't have let it happen. Bragg took a dive on Trump. Two of the most experienced prosecutors in New York were working on the case, were about to criminally charge Trump. Alvin Bragg calls him in and said, I'm afraid to dismiss the charges or don't file them. I'm not sure we can win. And they said, are you kidding me? This is one of the strongest cases we've ever had. Obviously, you can never be certain you're going to win, but somebody got to Alvin Bragg. Well, now he's extending this cancer to Alan Weisselberg. Alan Weisselberg's already been charged. He's already been charged. He brought a motion to dismiss in front of the judge saying that the charges should be dismissed, and the judge denied it. So you have a judge who has said it should go to a jury, and experienced prosecutors who said it should go to a jury. And Alvin Bragg realized that it would look really smelly if he just went ahead and dismissed these charges. Remember what Trump did with Mike Flynn? He'd already pled guilty twice, and the Justice Department dismissed the charges. And you know how that smelled. Well, how would it smell if Alvin Bragg dismissed the charges against Alan Weisselberg after a judge had said they're good charges? So he did the next best thing for Donald Trump. Under the terms of the agreement, and this is what's been reported, we'll see. It'll come out either today or tomorrow. Alan Weisselberg will spend only 5 months in jail. And incredibly, he has no cooperation responsibility. He doesn't have to testify against Trump. He doesn't have to do anything. That is an indication of something fraudulent happening here. You never have a criminal defendant who has tried to get a case dismissed and had a judge uphold the charges, said it should go to trial on felonies, whom you let off for 5 months, but then don't require cooperation. That is in the prosecutor's textbook 101. This is being done to protect Trump. You must understand this. Alvin Bragg is protecting Trump. Why is Alvin Bragg protecting Trump? He was one of about 8 candidates to succeed Cyrus Vance. Cyrus Vance is one of the best prosecutors in the country. But in New York right now has gotten so identity politics crazy, the guy like Cy Vance could not have been reelected simply because of his identity. Then you had 8 people who claimed they were victims, identity politics victims, and 2 of them had very, very substantial prosecutor chops and would have been good prosecutors, and they didn't make it. Alvin Bragg made it and virtually immediately told his prosecutors to stop going after Trump, even though the grand jury had come back and they were about to file the charges. And now Alvin Bragg is dismissing charges, in effect, against Alan Weisselberg by taking a dive, giving him 5 months, and then he'll be let out after about 2/3 of that, so 2/3 of 3.5 months. And even that, after about 30 days, They'll say he's not a risk, and they'll let him go home with a bracelet where he'll just have meals catered in from restaurants in Manhattan. There's something rotten out there. Somebody got to Alvin Bragg. He's a state prosecutor. I think that the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York should start a criminal investigation. And wherever it leads, wherever the facts lead, convene a grand jury, subpoena all of Alvin Bragg's bank accounts, investment accounts, call Alvin Bragg in to testify about what overseas accounts he has or doesn't have, who contacted him. If Alvin Bragg refuses to answer, his only way to do that is to take the Fifth. Something's got to be done. You can't have a district attorney tell experienced prosecutors to drop everything against Trump when they're about to charge him after a grand jury and to take a dive on Alan Weisselberg. You can't have that. It stinks to high heaven. Everybody looking at this in New York knows that there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. There's a dead rat under the staircase somewhere. That dead rat has got to be exposed. Speaking of dead rats, we have two of them, at least in Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. Not F. Scott Fitzgerald, the great writer from Minnesota, who wrote The Great Gatsby. Not him. This is Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany. They have joined 16 other Republican congressmen. That's a total of 18 Republican congressmen calling for an investigation of the FBI over the execution of the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, endangering FBI agents by this kind of rhetoric. This is headed up by Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio, who's in line to be the next chairman of the Judiciary Committee if the Republicans take over in November. These 18 clowns, dead rats, are jeopardizing the FBI. The FBI doesn't issue warrants. It doesn't decide to go in with a warrant. The FBI is under the Justice Department. Merrick Garland decides that a warrant should be sought for. Only Merrick Garland. And unless high-profile cases, his deputies. But in this case, Merrick Garland. The FBI are the equivalent of police officers. If the police chief said, all right, officer, go to 35th and North, or go to the east side of Milwaukee or the south side of Milwaukee, go to this house and execute a search warrant, they will do it, signed by a judge. They are going after the foot soldiers to intimidate them, and Tiffany and Fitzgerald are part of this, and they're in gerrymandered districts, which is the only reason they're in Congress. Take a look at their eyes, their sneaky eyes. Consider everything they've done. I mean, Tiffany even voted against a resolution to condemn QAnon. This isn't Wisconsin anymore.